Nidorim. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. That's Hashem, we're finishing up the last Mishnah of Nidorim. The last Mishnah of Nidorim is really a return to Seder Noshim. A lot of the Masechta over here, the connection that it had to Seder Noshim, we discussed in the Psichta Nidorim, is not so clear. Good, there are dinim in Nidorim that are totally in Schusei Abal, Schusei Yisho. This Mishnah is really dinim that should be in Maseches Ksubis. It's interesting that the Chazal put this at the end of Maseches Nedarim. Barishayna hayu aimrim. The original takono, or the original din, that was yotzes mipi chachamim, was that there are sholish noshim yotzes, there are three women, that the husband is mechuyif to megarish, but derech the husband is mechuyif to megarish a wife, then it's her fault, and she should not get a ksuba. There are three cases, however, that don't fit that formula. And even though Yoitz is the husband's mechuyif to be megarshom, noitlos ksuba, they do get a ksuba. What are those? One case is hoimeres tmei aniloch. The Gemara makes an akimta over here. Not an akimta, it's pasha pshat. If a woman says that she was mizan, of course she loses her ksuba. We're going to learn Mirtz Hashem in another month or so, Maseches Soita, which deals extensively with that halacha. If a woman was mizana, tmei aniloch, avada she does not get a ksuba. We're talking here about an eishes koyin. An eishes koyin was nensa. Tmei over here, she doesn't mean that she was mizana berotzen. She was nevelas ba'oinis. Now, if she's nevelas ba'oinis, be'etzem, she's not a soita labala. The din that she has of being asura labala is not midin soita. The din that she has of being asura labaila is because of kedushas koyin. He's not allowed to stay married to a woman who became nivelas l'posla. Bepashtus, pretend she's a pnuya, and she was nivelas to a goy, to an erva, to any chayv krisus or somebody that loitavs about kedushin that passels her, and that's what's called b'loshna teira, a zoyna. The same way a grusha is psul l'kuhuna, a zoyna is also psul l'kuhuna. A woman could become a zoyna tachas baila. So the fact that she's asura labaila is not poigeya in the issues. It's not a din that the issues is now asura between them because she's a soita. She was soto mitachas baila. She was a nensa. Not her fault. Completely not her fault. However, she is a nivellus and she's a posel of kahuna. It's his problem. The fact that he has to be megarish. He can't live with her. True. But lemaisa the halach is that he has to give her a ksuba. It's his problem. It's his issues that was nifgam. It's not coming mikoyach her. Not only that, but the Mishnah Ksubas is moisif that he has to send her back. He has to pay for expenses to send her back to her father's house. It's his problem, the fact that he can't live with her. Shomayim beni levenecho. This is another case that we don't find in the Maseches Ksubas. And what it means is, the Gemara explains, she's saying something that can't be proven. It can't be argued with. Shamayim, this is only something that Shamayim is there on a private matter, beni levenecho. What this means, the Gemara explains, is that she feels that when they're b'shas tashmish, that she can't become a mu'beres. His zera is not nichnas l'rachmo properly. B'loshna Gemara, it's not yerek kechetz. And Mamela, she can't become Muberes. She has a right to say, I can't continue in a marriage where I know that I won't have children. She has a right to demand a get. He has to be Megarashish. It's her schus. However, Lamaisa, it's not her fault. It's his problem. She's not Nakor. Therefore, Noitlis Ksuba. Netula Animin Ayehudim, this is the third case. And this is why it's in Maseches Nedarim, even though Batsim, this din, is a Ksuba's digger din. Is that she asked herself, Netula Ani is a lotion of where she's saying she's Mufrash, Muvdal, Asura, Min HaYehudim. She asks Tashmish, not on her husband, she asks Tashmish, I'll call HaYehudim. Al-Khair, she's Meshubid, the Tashmish Baal, she shouldn't be able to ask her. She's Meshubidim. We've had this idea before, we've had this idea in the 7th Perek in Ksubis. So the Mufrashim discussed different Mahalchim over here. Vinishvi, the problem is that what she's really saying is that she can't be Sevil Tashmish. The general problem that she has, and that's why she says Mikola Yehudim. Agav, the fact she says Mikola Yehudim, her husband is Bechlal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. She could ask for Kola Elam Kulu. Anyway, she's Asur L'Kola Elam Chutz from her husband. So if she'd say Mikola Brios, we've had a Mishnah before that when a woman asks herself, Bano Mikola Brios, her husband's not included. when he says Mikol HaYehudim, that's why the Mishnah stresses this Lashon, that Lashon is anybody who's Jewish, including her husband. Now, have Takadashi answer him. There's a discussion in the Gemara, Mefarshim bring it down also, that maybe will say that even though she can't answer him, but if she's Kol, it's like Enisa Chal Alissa, where a second is it can't be Chal. But if the second Isser on something is Kol many other things, the Kol allows it to be Chal even where it was also ready. So maybe you'll say that since the Lashon Kolalas, Migu, that it's Chal on everything else, it'll be Chal on everybody else, rather. It'll be Chal Klap her husband. But Lamaisa, that's not what the Mefarshim say over here. It's discussed in other sugis, that possibility. Over here, what she's doing is she's not answering him to be Mishamish. That she can't do. She's answering on herself Hanoas Tashmishov Oleo. That means she's answering on herself the Hanoas Tashmish. So Lamaisa, we can't force her into a situation that's an Avera. Mefarshim have a discussion earlier in the Masechta. We've discussed it then, that if she answers him with such an idea, so maybe you'll say then, but he has a chiyuv of Oino. The chiyuv of Oino, maybe you'll say, and I say, Deichaloisa, say the Mefalpo. We discussed the Mahalach Legabe, other mitzvahs, Sukkah, and Tefillin with that type of thing in the second parak, in the Mishnayis, earlier in the Masechta. But over here, what she's doing is she's answering. She doesn't have a mitzvah, so, you know. So she's answering on herself, Hanoas Tashmish. Memela, we can't force her into an Avera. There's no heter on that. And she can't be Mefer. He can't be Mefer. The reason is because there's no point. Obviously, if she's asking Al Kol Olam Kuloi Tashmish, what she's saying is, she, like we said, she can't be Sevel Tashmish. So what's the point of being Mefer? She's saying she can't live with him. So again, it's not her fault. She's saying she can't. So Memela, she gets a Ksuba, but Lamaisa is Mechuyim L'Gasha. It's a Taina that she could have. There's such a thing by women, and it's a legitimate taina for her to get and to go out with Ksuba. However, this was only Mishnah Rishonah. Chozru Loimar, the Chacham changed the Psak on these cases. Shaloite Isha Nesena Senea Ba'acher Mekalkela Sal Baila. Lamaisa, a woman can say all sorts of things. She wants to add to the marriage. So she found three cases, if she has a good advisor, to get out of the marriage, to force her husband to let her free of the marriage, even with illegitimate claims, she'll say any one of these things. So because of that, the Chachomim took away her yecholas to be tevea get and to get a ksuba with any of these cases, because maybe she wants, she wants to get married to somebody else, she's ruining her own marriage with her husband. So the Chacham made it harder. She can't just tiny this and be let free. Eloi meres tmei ani loch. If she says tmei ani loch, l'chor me'ikadin, she should be neman. That was the Mishnah Rishonu. She should be neman midin. Shavein avshach adirid yisur. Does she have edim to say what she's saying? No. But the halach is that a woman could ask herself up. This is the famous halach of Mksubas Daftes, where a woman says that she was, she's asur l'baylo. So if he says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, and because of that, she becomes Asura. Nu Shavya Anaf Sheikh Hatichidi Asura. What happens if she says, I'm Asura Lucho? Is the Shavya Anaf Sheikh? Why not? She's saying she's also to him. So Shem asks Kasha, how do they take away her ability? The mission says, Tavi Rad Varel. She needs Aiden. Why does she need Aiden? What happened to Shavya Anaf Sheikh? How will Chacham matter? L'chor the Din Shavya Anaf Sheikh is a Din Derabon. Is a Din Deraisa. And Amon is Deraisa. Had they take away the Nemonis and say that she's Muteres Loi? So the Rishonim explain, the Ran explains by Richus, that Me'ikadim Be'etzim she shouldn't be Nemon. Be'etzim Shavya Nafshecha Tichid Yisur, as a husband asks himself on, he asks himself and he says that his wife was Mizana, he should be Nemon. That's the Sugi like we said in Ksubis. But when she says she's Meshubid, the shibud of the wife to the husband and the husband to the wife are not exactly the same thing. The Ram discusses what's the difference, but Vinishvi, she's not Nemenes. That really should have been the din. The Mishnah Rishonah held Soif Kol Soif, it's Mistaber, that even if she's not Nemenes Midin Edim, it's Mistaber to believe her. She wouldn't say it. Once there became more of a Mokim, for there to be a Chashash, But if there's even a minuscule chash of Shema Nosne Ne'er Ba'acher, they went back to the Iker Hadin. It's not a new takana. It's going back to the original what should be, that since she's Mishubedes Loi, she has no koyach of Shavya Nafshe. A person could only ask to themselves. A person can't ask to somebody else's. She, by saying she's Asur Loi, is taking away his wife. So Melech, she doesn't have that koyach. This is the way some Mefarshim explain the Tais Yontif brings it b'shem the Ran. Others understand differently. That no, the Chacham, because of Achshash of Shema to Nos Ne'er Ba'acher, they were oikir her nemonas. The Toisvis, b'shem the Rami Mitz, and other Rishonim bring down something else, the Dovim B'chudish, that Shavya Nafshe maybe is only the Isser that a person has when it comes to their personal status. They could ask for themselves, a woman can say she's a Nidah, to ask herself to her husband. The other Rishonim have the kasha as well. We believe a woman when she says that she was pierced on Nidah. Why don't we say she's Meshubah to her husband and she's not Nemenes? Shmaitza deals with this kasha by Richus and Shmaitza Vov. That really the regular Nemenes of Erechu maybe doesn't work. Whole discussion. It's a sugyos arukos. But Al Koponim, they want a taina that it's only when a person is saying something as to their personal status that they're Shavya Nafshe Chatich Disura or Hedos Baldin Kameidim Domi. Over here, when a woman is saying that she's asura to her husband because she was nevelas ba'inis, it's not her status. What she's saying really is his status, that he's not allowed to marry her. It's his din. It's his din mitzad his being a kohen. It's not her status. She's not asura loy. The isur is his. It's a chiddush, because at the end of the day, she has a status of an isha zayin. It's a psul lakuna. It's a psul kedusha. That's not her status. She can't say it on herself. But this is the way some of the Rishonim understand it, and there's a lot of being mafalpal in Achronim around these Yisoidis of Rishonim. You see already that it's a Dvar Maruki. So that's the first case of the Mishnah Achrona, Shema Nosne Ne'er Ba'acher. So they said, Tovi Ra'el Dvorel. The second case, Shemayim Benil Ve'necho, Yasu Derech Bakosho. They took away her right to demand, and she has to ask for a get. We'll encourage him, we'll pressure him, but it's not a choiv gomer because we don't want to give her the right to be able to be dissolve the marriage because Shema Nosne Ne'er Ba'acher. Netulanim Yehudim. So that what they said is, remember the way we explained it is that Batsim he should have a right to be mefer. But what's it going to help? She's saying that Tashmish Kosho Leh. She asked herself, B'Tashmish Mikola Yehudim. Yofer Chelkoi. What we do is we tell him to be mefer his Kelek. And Memelo Temesh Amashtoi. He could live with her. He should be made for the nether. He could live with her. If she would ever get divorced, or he would die, she would tackle the nether as a nether. And she'd be also a kol oilam. But we took away her ability to use that weapon against him because of the Shema Nosnu and Ne'er Ba'acher. It's interesting. Rishonim have a kasha that what does it mean she's netula min ayehudim legabe everybody else? Anyway, she's a sula kol oilam. She's an eshes ish. So l'chor zayn isa chalal isa, and who needs the isa nether? What purpose is there? Rishonim asked the kasha, Tosfos over here in Daf Tzadik, other Rishonim, Tosfos Yontif brings the kasha. Kivegas says on this, what type of kasha is that? The isa nether will be mitla toli v'oimid, like we said, if she gets divorced, so then she won't be able to live with anybody else. Why is that a problem of an isa chalal isa? Good, there's a discussion how to get around that kasha. Bez Hashem, we finished Maseches Nedarim. We're going to move on, Be'ez Hashem, to Maseches Nazir, which is really a sister Masechta to Nedarim. And our Hagdoma to Maseches Nazir is going to be, is the Geder of Nezirus Taka Shaykh to the regular Gedarim of Neder, or it has its own special and unique dynamic? That we'll see, Be'ez Hashem.